We know we need more than Social Security to cover our retirement.
But finding a financial advisor who will put our interests first is not easy.
If you seek financial advice, know your rights as a client. Call Certified Financial Planner Board of Standards toll-free at 888-CFP-MARK or visit cfp.net.
News Talk 620 WWNR, keeping you informed with Southern West Virginia's most accurate and dependable forecast.
Here is your forecast from the Weather Channel, and it does contain, yes, scattered showers and thunderstorms for this evening and tonight. Some of those could be rather heavy as we back off into the low 60s. Partly cloudy, isolated shower, thunderstorm around 80 tomorrow, and then pretty big cool down Thursday, Friday, going into the weekend. Temperatures hovering right around 70 each and every day. Slight chance of a shower thunderstorm Thursday, and then dry weather Friday and Saturday. I'm meteorologist Michael Palmer from the Weather Channel.
Knowledge is power. News Talk 620 WWNR.
The opinions expressed during this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of News Talk 620 WWNR.
Tonight's Head On with Bob Kincaid. Head On is brought to you by Construction Trades Foundation. If you're working, they're working for you. Now, Bob Kincaid.
This is a Fox News update. The Michael Jackson jury. What did Bill Clinton do to them to make them clean?
9967. You can email the Bob at Head On. Is not constitutional. And in large part, that may be because Avenue went on a killing spree during the time that he was. I think that probably one term ago, I have to remember that death penalty cases have been upheld in Texas. Literally, I kid you not, asleep during the trial. And people like Priscilla Owen, that Nazi witch who is now on the federal appeals court, Salas, who is now the attorney general. What? Really? The defendant's lawyer fell asleep during the murder trial? What? Big deal. But of course, it was not a 9-0. Bigots said, no, because after all, killing black people is a long and honorable tradition in American Christian society. That's right. Tell you what, the phone number, as I said, 2526.
Another Father's Day has come, and what have you done for dear old dad? No, not another tie, and no more of that smelly cologne. Give your dad something he'll actually like. Take him out to Ryan's Family Steakhouse of Beckley this Father's Day, where he can eat like a king. That's right, all you can eat steak and ribs all day long. Yep, I said it, steak and ribs all day long. And it's only $8.59 per person. We'll even throw in some great prizes to be given away that day from great places like John I, Nalgene Outdoorsman, AutoZone, the Briar Patch, and many, many more. Register to win all Father's Day weekend. Remember, Ryan's also has gift certificates for that hard-to-please father, too. So come on in where the folks are friendly. Come on in to Ryan's Family Steakhouse of Beckley this Father's Day. Dad will surely be glad you did.
Tornado.
Where there's a forest fire.
Your mother needs
to be there.
When disaster strikes,
we're volunteer force.
Helping each other.
And so you are the Civil Air Patrol.
You. Log on to the World Wide Web at www.
Having a liberal light in the conservative darkness. Bob Kincaid, Head On.
I've been listening to you.
Okay.
That's I've been listening to you every night.
All right, that's great. Long.
He was right about that Clarence Thomas, man.
Apologized for the Senate's failure. They're not going through.
None of that money then.
Amen, John. Amen, man. Good hearing from you. You take it easy, all right? Good deal. Later.
And they were happy. But is it Minnesota?
Exactly right.
Okay, so now. Okay. Is the government just going to.
That's what the right wing would have you. But the fact of the matter is.
The right wing.
Yeah, it is.
Just the right wing. And really, I don't.
Doesn't have to look like Nazi Germany to be fascist. These are fascists. Again, a girl who's pregnant. No! In the name of Jesus, you must have that baby. And come here, because I'm going to beat you, too. We have child abuse statutes on the book.
Oh, yeah, and I think that a lot of the child
aren't
starting to believe that.
I'm inclined. See, the thing you got to understand. Our children. Fine. What happens when you swat a Hot Wheels track?
Or a hairbrush or whatever.
I believe that violence, Michelle, begets. That worked on your mind.
We didn't care that?
Right, and bear in mind that at the same time,
not to womp our kids, but at the same time, there's but it's a bunch of liberal tax children beaten,
and the pet side, but at the same time, they don't want the government people, how not, that's where most of the problem is going to arise.
Your children. That's, more than you know, I do
that's
understand.
That's the inconsistency of these hateful, godforsaken, godless, soulless Republicans.
Get that child taken away from you.
I
no,
heard,
that, that's what no, they're trying to pass.
No, it isn't, because I heard him read the statute.
Okay, well,
and
I did.
And part of the statute was, I don't agree with it, but it's not going to cause any physical harm.
Hey, hey, thanks for the information. I'm listening.
Good evening, this is Carl Mack.
Here's Bob Kincaid, Head On.
Welcome back. About 20.
Has just been attacked by the godless tornadoes. Citizens are advised to arm themselves immediately.
Yeah. If I can work a Les Nessman bit into something, let me try to explain this. Because don't deem it racism, bigotry. Okay? Racism is what you get with a genuine bona fide racism with one race is better than another. Talks about, you know. Why is it that these Hindus are winning all our spelling bees? That one race is better than another for one. Bigotry is alive and well. There is bigotry going back and forth against the spectrum. I'm against it all. I'm against white people. My left hind foot. Pink people. Most of the people that I see, oh, look, there goes a white. The pink person. And I have yet to see a black person. Multi hues between pink and down. I've never seen, well, with the possible exception of, I've never seen a white person. Short of Darth Vader, I've never seen a black person. Told once by an anthropology professor, type a human being by the earwax. Hateful, bigoted, and yes, racist place. But for my part, I was raised in Alabama. Ook and dink and epithet based upon just dis a damn peer. Use all the words until they have no meaning whatsoever. Sometimes it's embarrassing that on this program, there are words I can't say. Word is somehow dirty. Good for nothing, right wing. Punk in Washington D.C. All of this stuff. So I hope I've when I hear the so-called liberals like you. One last question. Most of the problems of the world. Sorry, and maybe it's a FOMA. Maybe it's FOMA. It's a false. Not all of it, but who caused most of it? Just check. That just may be evil people, bigotry, cooking along in America. I'm going to mention white people. Because those are the people those are the people you do see. Go to an abortion, anti-abortion. You're going to see upper, middle class, all kinds of other people, including other. I think so. It's an adjective. I'm going to describe people for what they are. Fair enough. No.
Oh my God! I was going to let it be.
Absolutely nothing. One in each hand, brother. One in each hand.
Well,
filled up with ice, and the.
It's obvious.
I had many, many dealings. Think in Guantanamo.
And then redid.
Left him as the only one in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She's got sympathy. You're right what you say, Rick, about the Downing Street. This is
Chronicles.
This is the Clinton crime. And Mary Cheney was writing it. How approved? And what was?
Take it easy, Rick. I'll look for the book.
Do me a.
Oh, you had to go a long way for that one, Chris.
Yeah, I did. If you are an embedded reporter,
hey, Chris, have a good evening, man.
All right.
Take it easy. Thing to talk about. This is Head On. I'm Bob.
WWNR, Beckley. It's your second hour in the liberal sandbox, and you're Head On with Bob Kincaid.
Welcome back. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, I'm Bob.
Our thieves. The hardened killers.
Mackerel, you have got to pay attention to the word. Prove they'd done anything, you'd have damn well hacked. Doesn't happen in your brain. Believing doesn't happen with your intellectual processes. Believing is what you do on Sunday morning. Believe as you wish, I do not care. when you are talking about a goat herder that got turned in by his neighbor because he wanted his flock of sheep or goats or critters. We believe that he's a hardened killer because somebody ratted him out to get his stuff. Dictatorship. You can tyranny. You can't use the believe standard in a republic based upon democratic principles. Some of these sheep herders and goat herders and mud hut dwellers being held in dog cages in Guantanamo Bay encased on nothing more than belief. Imagine that, if you will. A guy who says to you through a translator, Eggs over here is a hardened Al-Qaeda killer. Drug him out of his mind and fly him halfway around. Godforsaken war criminal Rumsfeld comes out and says, we believe that he's a hardened killer. That man can fit into a chimney and come down and distribute presents under my Christmas. Clap loud enough, Tinkerbell won't die. Tough-minded Republicans are finally coming around to what I was saying 2 years ago when I said that started the doggone thing.
Over a 70% chance of needing some State Farm Mutual Automobile Insurance Company can help you protect you from the cost of Herb Garlitz in Beckley or Jerry Givens in Somersville.
He's got the heart of a conservative, pickled on a jar on his desk. Here's Bob Kincaid.
Oh.
Yeah, my cat was sitting.
Was it really?
Yes, yeah, I know they did. I mean, you know, who am I sitting judgment on him? Yeah. Look at his father. I mean, he had it, and it'll be one less thing that orchestrated the death of those three civil rights.
Well, I don't think we're going to see the coverage of that, Jim, that we saw out of the mic.
Gavel-to-gavel coverage, aren't they?
Yeah, exclusive interviews on Nancy Gray.
Since Bird. Good a man has that been? They try to read these financial figures, Federal Reserve, and this, that, and the other. They are so much out of their depth. It is
rotten, rank emotionalism gathering. It's pure emotionalism.
Doing this intentionally, and I think they're...
Or this pastor...
You know, Mr. Kincaid, I'm going to say this, and we have differences here. I mean, maybe. I have a... And I think you do, too. That gives me great concern. What his agenda is to completely destroy Vatican II.
Oh, absolutely.
They're going to go retrograde and go back in.
Good evening, this is Carl Mack.
Feed your trees. Hello, I'm Peter Strauss with today's Garden Minutes from Miracle-Gro, makers of Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed, the continuous release plant food that feeds for 3 months. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Shake a little, grow a lot. You most likely remember to fertilize your lawn and feed your rose garden. But did you know that your trees, shrubs, and evergreens need care too? They may be relatively low maintenance, but they sure will appreciate some occasional TLC. Some types of trees and shrubs really thrive from regular feedings of specialty plant foods. Plants like azalea, camellia, rhododendron, and holly all benefit from a plant food made especially for acid-loving plants. Generally, these plants do best if you feed them with a water-soluble plant food throughout the growing season. In most cases, you should feed trees in the early spring. Most mature trees need little else during the late spring and summer. Fruit trees need 4 feedings throughout the season. Shrubs and evergreens do really well with a light application of fertilizer at regular intervals. Now, if fertilizing trees and shrubs isn't your favorite thing to do, or if you don't have the time or inclination, there is another solution. There are these great little things called fertilizer spikes. Just hammer them into the ground around the tree, and they release nutrients gradually throughout the season. There are different kinds for specific trees and shrubs. Ask your garden center or local nursery which kinds are best for your garden. You can also visit www.miraclegrow.com for advice.
He's got a brain, and he's not afraid to use it. Liberally, of course. Here's Bob Kincaid.
This is the resolution. Resolution. Apologizing. Whereas the crime of lynching succeeded slavery. Whereas lynching was a widely acknowledged. Whereas at least 4,007, nearly 200 anti-lynching bills were introduced in. Whereas between 1890 and 1952, 7 presidents petitioned Congress. Whereas protection against lynching was the minimum and do so. Whereas the recent publication of Without Sound bring greater awareness and proper recognition. Whereas only by coming to terms with history can the United States effectively. Whereas an apology offered in the spirit of one. Apollo 2 expresses the deep. That's it. That's SRES 39. Unless I missed my guess, I don't think they're even the heart for them reparations. I didn't never own no slaves. I hoped that resolution. Why? Why? Because the attempt to have this heard, 80 members of the United States. 80 members of the United States. Who, I'm sure you are asking, who would refuse to sign such an innocuous document? Republicans, Sunshine, R. Alexander, Republican, Robert Bennett, Republican, Utah, Christopher Bond, Republican, Missouri, Conrad Burns, Republican, Montana, Tad Cochran, Republican. Are you ready for this shocker? Mississippi. John Cornyn, Republican, Texas, baby. Michael Crapo, who earns his name with every breath he takes, Republican, Idaho. Michael Enzi, Republican, Wyoming. Chuck Grassley, Republican, Iowa. The man reminds me of Buffett's song, Honeydew, where he sings, can't pronounce my R's or G's when I'm speaking Southern E's. Take the G and the R out of Charles Grassley, and you'll know him for who he is. Judd Gregg, Republican, New Hampshire. Orrin Hatch, Republican, Utah. Trent Lott, Republican, Mississippi, baby! Richard Shelby, Republican, Alabama. Lisa Murkowski, Republican, Arkansas. John Sununu, Republican, New Hampshire. Craig Thomas, Republican, Wyoming. And George Voinovich, Republican, Ohio. Ever! 50 years ago. When will the request for forgiveness come from Sheets Alexander and Sheets Bennett and Sheets Bond and Sheets Bunning and Sheets Burns and Sheets Cochran and Sheets Cornyn and Sheets Crapo. Ooh, careful, Bob. And Sheets Enzi and Sheets Grassley and Sheets Gregg and Sheets Hatch and Sheets Lott and Sheets Murkowski and Sheets Shelby and Sheets Sununu and Sheets Thomas and Sheets Voinovich. When will that repentance come from? There is no repentance. They have no intention of apologizing. No, Sunshine, there were 80 signatories. Head closed for three. Have they are the modern republic. I did. Keep it handy, and the next time some monkey brings up Sheets Bird, you just make sure you call it part. Christian men.
The Ed Sullivan Show. No, I was comparing you to all the indefatigable dancing bear following the guy that got it all.
I only look like I've got all the plates in the air, Dave.
They turn their blind eyes to things. They will. Why, there's already an issue for states' rights.
Trump.
We don't need hate crimes legislation. There's dirt and cowardice in my part of cheat enough. I was trying not to be. So I was trying to think a little more upscale. And as far as the coverage, that tipping.
Yeah.
I would offer a contrasting opinion that the Republicans will work at pushing the rest of the world. If a trial won't create more people care about the modern form of it. You're right without any question. Of that evil man doing these things, and it's more difficult or run away from an issue like that. Or once
to this
ballpark, but you know, if you say, you don't even have to wake that man out of a sound sleep, that guy. As Utah residents, the pure Mormon bigoted group as you're ever going to want. One governor in the state of her offense, I'm sure it'd be a whole different. We have calendars all over the house.
And it's nothing alcohol.
I did Memorial Day. Dadgummit. Oh,
man who just loves conservatives. Baked, boiled, or fried. Here's Bob Kincaid.
This liberal media story doesn't tell this state because they've got a few senators banned by George. Movement. Every time there's a so-called all of America's citizens. All. They just get Bill the Cat Killer for
it. Well, I don't think there's gonna be no roll call vote on this here resolution now, don't you understand? Don't know if you can have all the debate you want. Long as it takes place when there's nobody here and nobody a-looking. Meanwhile, Biden are running around. How dare he! Only now talking about closing Guam. Republican finally stood up. This is the direct quote from the story from several hundred what? Act people? Ace mob of several hundred human beings? Several hundred monsters? White people. Hutch, some fine
Phil, boy.
I'll pay ya. And quoted him 100 mystery beings dare to write several hundred white people fairground and had the moral courage.
Well, you know, if Strom Thurmond had only won in 1948, he wouldn't have all these problems with all these uppity people in America today. Why, it was a unanimous consent vote. Of course, Senator Cornyn agreed. Special. Hutchison.
Hampshire. Hampshire people are fiercely independent. Hampshire has a senator.
Get on.
Hey, Cellular One wants you to get the message. We're here for you. That's right. Cellular One is here for you in Beckley, Pineburg, White Sulphur Springs, Oak Hill, and more places in West Virginia and the country than ever before. The company that Beckley Register Herald readers voted favorite place to buy cellular phones is here for you with loads of anytime minutes, including unlimited nights and weekends. Plus, Cellular One's here with flip phones, camera phones, even free phones. But most importantly, Cellular One is here with dependable local customer service. Really. So get a phone, get a plan, and get it now. From Cellular One, West Virginia's only locally owned and operated wireless provider. We're for you. Bring your home or wireless, get free activation and a free phone. Visit your neighborhood Cellular One store for more information.
Don't miss the 12th annual West Virginia Wireless United Way Charity Coffee Fan on Monday, June 20th at Black Bank Dollars. Beverages provided by Budweiser. Lunch provided by the Outback Steakhouse from 11:30 to 1. Tea times 88. Number of coffers allowed. Make your reservations early. Get a hole in one for a chance to win a new car from hometown Subaru Kia. It's the 12th annual West Virginia Wireless at Black Bank Country Club.
One town in Fayette County didn't have to be concerned about voter turnout since most of the population is running for election. The town of 7 residents. Five of those ran for office. Two Mabscott residents are in jail after being faced seven counts of possession with intent to one count of conspiracy and one count of possession of a dangerous weapon. The two were arrested early Saturday morning and arrested. Showers and thunderstorms still possible this evening. Temperatures in the mid-60s and then for tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms in the morning or mid-morning and temperatures on Wednesday near 75. For News Talk 620, this is Carl Mack, when you need to know.
This is America on the Road. Engine fan belts don't get any respect until now, that is. We'll be right back with all the details on Gatorbeck fan belts and their racing connection. Stay tuned.
Driving Today Minute. Auto buyers leave millions of dollars on the table each year out of sheer ignorance about auto loans. Before you start shopping for a car, you should first check your credit rating. It plays an important role in determining the interest rate, correct any errors, and identify open lines of credit you can close before you go looking for a car loan. Most that rate is often marked up to provide a dealer a profit. So do some research by surfing the net where you can find several sources of low-rate car loans. Then you can arrive at the dealership with financing in hand. By becoming pre-approved, you can quickly determine whether the financing you're offered in the showroom is a better deal than the one you've already secured. This Driving Today Minute is brought to you by Bridgestone Firestone Tires. You can get more information like this at drivingtoday.com or by visiting our partners like Auto Buyers Advice, acarplace.com, and more.
This is Jack Neerad. Racing in NASCAR is so competitive, even the engine fan belt is important. Steve Boyer, crew chief Marlin, uses Goodyear Gatorback Poly-V belts on the team's race engines. He trusts the fan belts because he helped develop them. Before Boyer joined Chip Ganassi Racing with Felix Sabatis in 2001, he was an engineer for Goodyear's automotive belt and hose program. Boyer was part of the team that developed Gatorback belts.
This is Mike Hansen. Boyer worked for Goodyear's belt and hose division until 1995, when he shifted gears and moved to the company's Akron, Ohio headquarters as an engineer for the race tire division. It was there that Boyer's passion for racing revved into high gear. Now, the Gatorback belt's helicog tooth design, resembling the back of an alligator, provides greater flexibility and more exposed surface, allowing the belt to run cooler and last longer. It also helps clear sand and other track debris that could damage or destroy a belt during the race. In addition, the Gatorback, which is wider and thinner, yet lighter and stronger than a traditional V-belt, is more stable and reduces the risk of belt rollover.
Remember to check your belts and hoses before your next trip, and we'll have more next time on America on the Road from CBS Westwood One.
WWNR Beckley.
West Virginia's only live nighttime talker, Bob Kincaid.
We're back. Seems our great big Dolly G, the rain
beats.
Sorry. Now, it is interesting, amidst, as I said, Howard Dean has been so roundly attacked. Chicago Tribune even went so far recently, yet to support reauthorizing certain the Voting Rights Act. Racists. I remember the definition. A racist being someone who believes that one race is inherent in that is the idea that if a person of one race, another race, that there is something inherent.
That's racism. That's not just bigotry.
Race. How many Democratic senators will come out and say things like,
well, Dr. Dean certainly has his opinions and he's welcome to them, but he doesn't speak for the party.
And I agree with that. I tell you know, I've attended all. And all ideas. One last thing for you to chew on a little bit. It's come to my attention that it has been discovered that, that's some tortured grammar, our state party chairman, just a registered lobbyist for the United States Chamber of Commerce, that routinely calls West. What do you think of that? Staying dry?
Do what?
Staying dry?
I'm trying to, man, but it's blowing in the window. I got a fan on, and yeah. I mean, you're like real staticky.
Yeah.
On the radio.
Well, we got knocked off there for a little bit at 8:30.
Yeah. But you're okay. Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
why don't go ahead and use the word that you want to use, that your mother would be so ashamed of you using. I mean, what word did Jim get by with a week ago last night? I think it went on the air.
I don't think so.
Oh, I think it did.
Well, I got to it within 7 seconds. The delay said that it. That's not the.
Why has he not been? Why has he not been banned from your program?
Why are we talking about this, Kyle?
Well, because you're talking about the Democrats and how evil the Democrats are.
No, I was not talking about evil Democrats.
And Jim comes on the air and uses a word that got Dale Earnhardt Jr. fined.
I couldn't care less what happened to Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Well.
I mean, frankly, as far as I'm concerned, it's the English language, and every word should be open for use. Every last one of them.
You think the FCC will see it that way, Bob?
I don't know.
I know. I've talked to them.
Okay.
And they don't see it your way.
Well, we don't use it routinely. I didn't use it, and I tried to do what was technologically...
It went on the air.
I don't know what went on the air, because what I heard, he didn't even say the whole word.
He said the whole word and it went on the air.
Well, you're wrong, because...
Well, I've got it available. I've got it recorded.
Good for you. I heard it in my own headset.
You're defending...
No, I'm simply saying that I went to the dump switch as I am supposed to do. Now, stop it, Kyle.
Yeah, I want to talk about Senator Byrd.
Okay, and do you want to talk... Shall we name it after Sheets Alexander and Sheets Bennett and Sheets Bond and Sheets Bunning and Sheets Burns and Sheets Cochran and Sheets Cornyn and Sheets Crapo and Sheets Enzi and Sheets Grassley and Sheets Gregg and Sheets Hatch and Sheets Lott and Sheets Murkowski and Sheets Elby and Sheets Sununu and Sheets Thomas and Sheets Boynovich?
No, Bob. Sheets Bird.
Well, see, you're done with Sheets Bird. Okay, Kyle, you're done with Sheets Bird, because that man had the moral courage to stand up and sign off on this Senate resolution when all your good Republicans there were gutless, bigoted cowards who didn't and wouldn't do it because they were afraid to take it home to their hateful, bigoted constituencies and say, look, I voted against lynching.
you know, but what he did.
No, no, we're not going to talk about what he did anymore, Kyle, because that was 60 years. That was 60 years ago, Kyle. You see, but I've got it right. No, I've got it in the present. I've got it in the present. It happened a day ago, Kyle, that all these Republicans would not put their names on a document that condemned lynching, okay? So you're done with Sheets Bird. You can't ever talk about it again unless you're willing to unless you're willing to talk about Sheets Alexander and Sheets Bennett and Sheets Bond and these hateful, filthy, fascist, Republican dogs who absolutely would not stand up on the side of anything that could even remotely be considered moral, upstanding, or Christian.
Don't tell me I can't talk.
Well, I will. Words. I will tell you that,
no,
Kyle, because I'm going to beat you. I'm going to beat you over the head with it because I've got Sheets Alexander in 2005, and all you've got, and the only thing you've got to talk about is something that happened 60 years ago.
In his heart, that's in his mind.
No, you see, it's not because what was in his heart and his mind, Kyle, was apologized for and repented for. I don't know if you heard it earlier in the show, but we had a caller who said, hey, he repented and asked forgiveness, and I have granted it, and it's done, because I'm a Christian, and that's the way things work. On the other hand, we're still waiting for that repentance from Sheets Alexander, Kyle. We're still waiting for that repentance from Sheets Cochran of Mississippi, and Sheets Lott of Mississippi, and Sheets Crapo of Idaho, and Sheets Cornyn of Texas, and Sheets Hutchinson of Texas, and Sheets Burns of Montana, and Sheets Bunning of Kentucky. We're still waiting for that repentance and request for forgiveness from your rivals there, Kyle. Okay,
well,
you understand?
You go ahead and talk about...
I will, because as long as these guys are existing in the present, you have no issue with the past. Kyle, take it easy. Have a good evening. I got another call. God, I told you, you don't get to play the Sheets Bird card anymore because I've got 19 sheet wearers right here in the present. You know, pathetic, republican attitude. You can fret and fuss about something that happened 60 years ago when you won't even stand up and say, okay, I got 19 Klansmen in my party in the Senate. If you'll say... Now, okay, there's the qualifier. If you'll say, I got 19 Republican Klansmen in the Senate in June of 2005, right here, right now, we can talk about Sheets Bird all the live long day. But only until you're willing to spend a day advance of that talking about your 19 Republican Klansmen in June 2005 in your Republican Party right now. Here, right now. Okie dokie, okie dokie. Ed's been waiting. Hey, Ed, you're head on.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Just trying to make things clear.
They should look at Tom DeLay, Trent Lyle, bouncing them over the head or whatever. Somebody that go to Washington and do like Bob and all the rest of these so-called...
Oh, I think so, because there are more people who are...
They got a little bit of damn common sense,
yeah.
If you pardon the French.
Sure.
And it's
hard. Yeah, 69 now? Oh, sure. And the fact of the matter is...
Highways and stuff. When it comes time to... I want to comment on some smoking, too.
I will quit.
You,
we all quit, you know?
Never try to quit any... I'll either quit you or you'll quit them. I would encourage anybody that's listening...
I've done it. I've done it before, Ed. I've done it before.
It was
awful.
Start back, and you didn't stop for a while. My wife told me, she said... All righty, Bob.
Take her easy. Up about birds. Well, that's it for tonight. I appreciate it. Fearsome and harrowing thunderstorm. Bye. Hey, Agnes.
Growing 20, they do that.